transcendental form. Krishna has his own transcendental form. And we have our own transcendental form. Both are not revealed yet. So, in our conditioned state, Krishna is accepting that particular form which can be understood by us, which can be, it is possible. But otherwise he is inconceivable in transcendental nature. He is totally unknowable. You can't run your material brain to know him. Material brain cannot perceive by itself of anything that is beyond the nature of its constitution. Material brain is made up of material energy, which is composed of sattva gun, rajogun and tamogun. How could this little brain substance has capacity to understand the transcendental nature? Unless he is in association with the transcendental nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. So Krishna is all merciful. We need to beg that mercy to achieve the transcendental position. Why do we beg material thing from Krishna? It means we do not understand him beyond our material needs. And Krishna doesn't have any constitution. For a devotee, it is disrespectful to ask something from Lord Krishna, except begs for mercy. But this mercy, yesterday we saw, it is of transcendental nature. Because Krishna is merciful, that's why he has manifested his energies into opulences that we studied yesterday. Krishna doesn't need anybody of us, even though we became separated. So Krishna allowed, yes, you can be separate, but I have to provide your separate provision. So, we see the importance of for a devotee to become transcendent. He can't remain in the material conception of life. That is not possible. Devotional service is so strong, the holy name is so much powerful that it will turn anything material into spiritual. From kasa to kanchan, from the bell metal to gold. That is the function of the spiritual energy. It can turn anything. Simply by applying in a proper way. I say, and Prabhupada, because he did chemistry. So he was very fond of alchemists. Alchemistry means in the previous time they used to do mixing of different chemicals and make something and study the different characters. So mixing. So in alchemistry, they used to put lead and mix with mercury and heat with certain temperature and vigorously cook it, and it turned into gold. So there was this particular process in alchemistry to turn anything into gold. Gold was precious metal even before. So the idea is that the spiritual nature is going to transform when properly applied It's going to transform the material nature into its own spiritual nature. So, transformations is required. Just like when we have a pure desire to serve with Lord Krishna, to serve Lord Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, but then there was some transformation in our desire. So we may separate out, and Krishna has to carve out a portion of his spiritual energy and order him to work in an opposite way, we call material energy, and to activate it, Krishna is putting up some kind of as if chemical reaction is going. So simply by transcendental glance, acting like a catalyst, start transformations of this primordial energy into material energy. Material energy is a time-being transformation. But in Bhagavad Gita, it is an eternal principle. It is an eternal principle. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said material energy is eternal. But so, to understand that when living entity first desire for getting transformed himself by perverted desire to lord over, then Krishna says, I will also transform for you and I'll put you there, but I will not keep you with me, because it's totally non-malleable situation. It will not melt with. It will not become harmonious. It is contradictory, conflicting, so Krishna has to separate us out. And because we transform our desire from loving Krishna into hating Krishna, therefore Krishna says, okay, I will also do some transformations. So, his transformations are so bewildering for those who are transformed. His transformations are so bewildering those who are transformed themselves. Our original rupa is not like this. It's Satchidananda, very beautiful, very, very lovable. So, without knowing, we love the spirit soul. But our transformation make us think, no, the body is all in all. So we end up loving the body. Why, I like your body. I like your shape. I like this or anything. But these are perverted transformations. And so Krishna says, okay, the result of this kind of mentality also will be much more transformed in pain. How much transformation that we desire, Krishna puts that many transformations just to keep us in totally dark, because it's demoniac. If we read in Bhagavad Gita, the end of the demoniac or the destination of the demoniac people, Krishna says, I cast them in much more darker situation. Kshipami asajram. I throw them into the, what we call, pitless, bottomless well of darkness. So, from life after life, they get only asura janma. Life after life. So a person who doesn't want to transform himself from gross materialist to highly spiritually elevated, it is his desire. Krishna fulfills everyone's desire. So this whole phenomenal material world is transformations to facilitate fulfillment of our desires. But the material nature, she is very subordinate, subservient to Lord Krishna, and she does exactly what Krishna desires. Because we are not in our original roop, in a transformed state, we do not know Krishna, we do not know about his influence, we do not know about where he is staying, we do not have relationships and we do not have anything with him. So we think God is dead, but it's not, because you have transformed, you have changed so much. So vibhutis are manifestations of energy, and they are variegated transformations, you can see. So when we try to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord, who is the transcendental reality, the absolute truth, has agreed to become in a suitable form that we will be able to relate him, and that is called Archa Vigraha. That is called the deity worship. And Krishna invokes, Krishna is invoked by the transcendental spiritual master for the presence of Krishna's plenary portion as Paramatma to come and reside. So that is called Prana Pratishtha. Prana Pratishtha. So therefore, it's not only a ritualistic ceremony, but it's a meaningful nature. So all the devotees who are engaged in deity worship, they are given training to transform themselves by pure Brahminical attitude and approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, seeing only the Paramatma feature, and change himself, transform himself back into original occupation of the Brahma. So, this is very important to understand. Therefore, we worship Om Namo Bhagavate Mahapurushaya, Mahanubhavaya, Mahavibhuti Pataye, Saha Mahavibhutir Balim Upaharamiti. We offer balim. Balim means of sacrifices. So here in this Punsavana ritualic ceremony, the process of sacrifice is there, and one must, all the pujaris should know this mantra, and they should worship the Lord with this mantra. There are 64 upacharas one can perform according to Shastra, and they must be offered with, accompanied with the mantra, not simply by mind. Okay, I will offer you by mind. No. समझ में आया? नहीं. ये मंत्र हर एक पुजारी के लिए प्रभुपाद जी कहते हैं कि कंठस्थ करो. कौन सा मंत्र? ओम नमो भगवते महापुरुषाय महानुभावाय महाविभूति पतये सह महाविभूतिर बलिम उपांति मिति. बाद में कहा कि इस तरह मंत्र पढ़कर विष्णु भगवान को और लक्ष्मी देवी को फूल चढ़ाना, कुमकुम चढ़ाना इत्यादि, Ganda Pushpa, Deepa, Diyala, जो हम अपनी जो आरती करते हैं इस तरह पूजा करना चाहिए। तो प्रभुपाद जी कहते हैं कि हम मूर्ति जो भगवान का शास्त्र में दिया गया स्वरूप है उसको कंठारित करते हैं, ये लकड़ी का स्वरूप है, वो संगमरमर पत्थर का स्वरूप है, लेकिन भगवान पत्थर नहीं होते, भगवान लकड़ी नहीं होते, ये तो इनकी शक्ति है, शक्ति का प्रादुर्भाव है। तो जैसे हमारा शरीर भी वही शक्ति से प्राप्त हुआ है और उसका रूप रंग गंध स्पर्श इत्यादि सारे इंद्रियों के विषय मिलते रहते हैं, तो यहाँ भगवान को ये सब विषय देने होते हैं, पूजा करनी होती है। तो गुरु ये कहते हैं कि पुजारी को कम से कम भगवान की मूर्ति में परमात्मा का दर्शन करने की आवश्यकता रहती है, नहीं तो पूजा बेकार हो जाती है, पूजा बेकार हो जाती। तो हर एक व्यक्ति के साथ समदर्शी की तरह कैसे व्यवहार कर सके जिसने आप परमात्मा का साक्षात्कार किया हो और अपने आत्मा का भी साक्षात्कार किया हो। तो ऐसी मुक्त दशा ये पुजारी को आनी चाहिए, लेकिन पूजा करते ही मिलेगी, यदि नहीं आती और बेदरकार रहता है तो इतना बड़ा भगवान के सन्मुख नजदीक बैठने का जो उसे मौका मिल रहा है वो भी नहीं फायदा करेगा। तो उसके लिए ये समझ है कि अभी हाल हम शरीर के बंधन में हैं, हम अपना आध्यात्मिक स्वरूप जानते नहीं, न तो भगवान का आध्यात्मिक स्वरूप जानते हैं, शास्त्र में पढ़ते हैं लेकिन अनुभूति करने के लिए हमें ये विग्रह सेवा की आवश्यकता होती है, अनुभूति करने के। तो यहाँ भगवान के बारे में ये बताया जाता है कि जिनका आध्यात्मिक शरीर है तो हर एक जीव उनकी सेवा करके अपना भी आध्यात्मिक स्वरूप पहले ढूंढ सकता है। भगवान अपना आध्यात्मिक शरीर क्या है वो बताते हैं, समझाते हैं, और जब कहते हैं कि तू मेरा अंश है तो हमारा भी आध्यात्मिक स्वरूप होता है। जब भगवान की शिक्षा ग्रहण करते हैं तो हमें अनुभूति हो सकती है अपने आप की भी और भगवान की भी हो सकती है, पहले भगवान की ही होती है बाद में हमारी होती है, क्योंकि मैं अपने आप को तो जानूं बाद में भगवान की सेवा करूं, नहीं नहीं आप अपने आप में जानने के लिए सक्षम है ही नहीं, आप में कोई ताकत नहीं, जब तक भगवान बताते नहीं तब तक हम कुछ भी नहीं समझने के लिए समर्थ। तो ये जो भगवान की पूजा की रीत बताते हैं तो इसीलिए कि भगवान महापुरुष महानुभाव और महाविभूति पते, विभूति यानी कि भगवान की शक्तियों का प्रादुर्भाव जब होता है तब वो वैभव भगवान की विभूति कहलाती है। तो हमेशा इन उपचारों द्वारा भगवान की सेवा करनी होती है, पूजा करनी होती है। जब पुजारी ऐसी पूजा करके परमात्मा का परिचय विग्रह में करते हैं, विग्रह सिर्फ पत्थर नहीं है, सिर्फ लकड़ी नहीं है, लेकिन जब जब उसे उद्देश्य हैं तो दारु ब्रह्मन कहते हैं, दारु ब्रह्मन, ये ब्रह्मन का स्वरूप लकड़ी का है, यूं कह सकते हैं, और भगवान पत्थर है ऐसा नहीं कहना चाहिए, भगवान लकड़ी है ऐसा नहीं, ये भगवान का स्वरूप लकड़ी में बनाया है, तो ये दारु ब्रह्मन कहलाता है। और उसमें गुरु जो आध्यात्मिक गुरु होते हैं तो अध्यात्म का आह्वान करके परमात्मा जो भगवान का विस्तार है जो हर कण कण में बसा है इनको कहते हैं कि आप अभी मूर्ति के हृदय में स्थान लो, हृदय की जगह पर पुजारी स्थापना विधि करते हैं, उनके मंत्र बोलते हैं। यानी कि एक विशुद्ध गुरु के माध्यम द्वारा परमात्मा को निमंत्रण मिलता है कि आओ और अभी हमारी स्वीकार सेवा स्वीकार करो। We invite the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Paramatma to reside. हम ये कहेंगे hey Supreme Personality of Godhead कृष्ण भगवान आप आ जाओ तो उसमें बैठ जाओ। हम नहीं नहीं ऐसे नहीं कहते हैं। इनको नीचे उतारने की हमें कोई आवश्यकता नहीं, वो अच्युत है कि भगवान यहाँ आ जाओ तो थोड़ा जरा काम है। नहीं, भगवान अपने आप का विस्तार कर चुके हैं, हर एक कण कण में परमात्मा के रूप में सारी दुनिया भी टिका रहे हैं। तो हमें ये समझना चाहिए कि ये स्वरूप सिर्फ पत्थर नहीं है। गुरु अपने अध्यात्म की जानकारी द्वारा भगवान के अध्यात्म के स्वरूप को जो परमात्मा है उनको अंदर बिठाकर उनकी सेवा साक्षात मानकर करता है। जब जिस हर एक कण कण में जब भी परमात्मा का वास हो तो मूर्ति में क्यों, लेकिन ये परमात्मा का जो वास है उसे भी एक विशुद्ध माध्यम से हमें बुलाना चाहिए। जो गुरु विशुद्ध माध्यम बनकर परमात्मा को बुलाता है और वो अंदर रहने के लिए आप आओ हमारी सेवा स्वीकार यूं कह गो एंड गेट द चेयर फॉर हर। सो दैट इज द रीजन that we are being given so many strict rules and regulations in deity worship in order to maintain our status quo of spiritual nature, of external purity, internal purity both. And then we can develop the required qualities of realization. Required qualities of realization. That first of all, our Swarupa Lakshan should be that we should be very faithful and surrender. Because surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord is only Swarupa Lakshan. Else, they are Tatastha Lakshans and they can be developed by mutual conduct or Vaishnava etiquette. So, 26 gun hamare vyavahar mein paaye jaate और मिलना ही चाहिए, इनका विकास होना ही चाहिए। दयालु, निर्ममता, बात कम खाने वाला होना चाहिए, दबा के नहीं खाना, मेरे जैसा दबा के खिलाते जानवर माता बहुत खिलाती है और इनका देखकर सब खिलाने लगते हैं। ओके, सो this is a fact. Otherwise, why would Kapil Dev will say, if the pujari fails to exhibit his Swarup Lakshan and Tatastha Lakshan, you know, of a liberated person who has realized the Paramatma feature, how is it possible for him, those who have not realized, that his puja will reach to the Supreme? वो पहुंचेगी। इसीलिए ये धंधा बन जाता है, लोग भेंट चढ़ाने आते हैं, पुजारी का ध्यान ही भेंट पे है, भगवान के हृदय में परमात्मा के साथ का कोई व्यवहार नहीं है। सो it becomes a business. It becomes business. So we have to be very careful. But Kapil Dev tells Mother Devahuti that the only solace, only solution for correcting this anomaly, that he should be very serious in deity worship. Deity worship will allow him to cultivate 26 qualities of a Vaishnava, plus his surrendered lakshan of Swarupa. Then, more and more esoteric nature of his Swarupa and his activity in the transcendental nature will be established. So, we have an obligation to become transcendental, to interact with the transcendental personality of Godhead. But since we chose to transform ourselves, Krishna is also transforming himself and available. It doesn't mean we are equal. But the purpose remains the same. Purpose is so equal it gives us opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead. समझ में आया भक्ति करनी तो भगवान की उपस्थिति मूर्ति में है ये समझ के करनी चाहिए तो बाद में परमात्मा का दर्शन के साथ साथ हमें हम अपना भी दर्शन होता है तो ये आत्मभूति आत्म साक्षात्कार भगवत साक्षात्कार हम तो दर्शन के लिए आते हैं उसे ही साक्षात्कार को मानते हैं तो गाड़ी आगे चलती ही नहीं हमारी क्योंकि जो जानना है वो जानते नहीं तो हर एक भक्त को दूसरी दीक्षा के और आगे प्रयत्न करना चाहिए कि जिससे वो भगवान की सेवा में अपना हाथ बटोरे બીજી દીક્ષા માટે પુશ કરવું જોઈએ ખરું કે ને તમને જ કહું હું કામ જોયા કરો છો બધી ઘરની પડોજણમાં નહીં પડવાનું ભગવાનની સેવા માટે આવવાનું એટલો રાંધવાનું નહીં પણ રંધાઈને ખવડાવવાની પણ સેવા જોઈએ સિદ્ધ સ્વરૂપને આપી દીધું આ ખવડાવી લેજો એ નહીં ચાલે તમારે જાતે ખવડાવવાનું શીખવાનું You have to know everything. So, anybody has any question? I'm feeling drowsy. Yeah. Oh, my God. Don't fear. You do whatever is necessary to finish your round. If the kirtan is so much long, go out and start chanting. You know? Why not?
Go out and start chanting.
Yeah, you finish your rounds.
Finish the
rounds. Yes, why not? Because you have to manage your things too. But this kind of thing, in Baltimore it does not happen every day. And they will give you plenty of opportunity to finish your rounds. Because they are not around. Is it not?
Also when you go to Vrindavan, just like yesterday, the stream was going on, ice kirtan was going on, but still I had to finish my rounds. So
that's good. Don't worry. Sometimes we have to play tricks, we have to enthuse them and make them dance like monkeys too, right? But you can sneak out. Right? Very well. Yes?
You might have said it in Hindi, but so when is that mantra to be
before beginning the worship?
Yes.
Because he is going to perform all the process of offering, and he begs permission from the Lord that please be merciful, accept all this I'm now doing. All right? It's just like a prelude to you perform. Any other question? Mahaprasadi Govind. It's already time. Jai Shri Prabhupada.
Jai. 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 Jai.